我们同心祷告。
Let's pray in one accord.
主，感谢你又一次把我们带回你自己的面前。
Lord, thank you. You once again bring us into your presence.
主，我们谢谢你，因为每次到你面前来的时候，你总叫你真理的光照明我们。
Lord, we thank you every time we come before you, you shed your light of truth upon us.
因为你是要用着你自己的话来带领我们行走你自己的路。
Because you will use your word to lead us to walk on your path.
主啊，从前你怎样领着你的教会在地上行走？
How you led your church before on this earth.
如今你照样的领着今天的教会在地上行走。
And today you're the same the way you lead your church to walk on this earth.
你做工的法则没有改变。
The principle of your work has not changed.
并是我们求我们神让我们的眼睛明亮到一个地步。
So Lord, we ask that you cause our eyes to be enlightened to a point.
看得见你当日在教会中所行的、所做的。
That we could see what you have done in the church before.
让我们认识你的道路。
So that we'll know your way.
也看得见你做工的手。
And that we can see the hand of your work.
主，我们向你低头敬拜。
Lord, we bow down and worship you.
因为你的不改变，叫我们满有平安的在跟随你的路上。
Because you don't change that we have peace to follow you on your path.
但愿我们的主让我们也是定睛在你自己的身上。
Lord, may we fix our eyes upon you.
让我们忽略火寒井所给我们各种各样的压迫。
So we ignore all the persecution from the environment.
不管是怎样，我们的眼目定在你自己的身上。
No matter what, we'll fix our eyes upon yourself.
主，我们敬拜你。
Lord, we worship you.
因为你是独行其事的主。
Because you are the God who works in His own way.
你做的事是出乎我们的意外，叫我们享用那意外的平安。
And what you do is beyond our comprehension, that you give us the peace that's beyond understanding.
我们向你敬拜。
Lord, we worship you.
晚上我们再次读你自己的话。
Once again tonight when we read your words.
主，让你的话向我们发出亮光。
Lord, may you shine your light upon us with your words.
领我们到你自己的跟前。
And lead us into your presence.
不改变我们跟随你的路。
So that we won't change our path to follow you.
主，我们称颂你。
Lord, we praise you.
因为你是教会的元首。
Because you are the head of the church.
我们仰望你。
We look upon you.
主，晚上交通的话语你赏赐下来。
Lord, may you give us the words of fellowship tonight.
把你的从前所说的话照亮在我们的眼前。
And use your spoken words to once again enlighten us.
谢谢我们的主。
We thank you, Lord.
祷告奉主的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 我们来到《使徒行传》第九章。
Well, now we come to the book of Acts chapter 9.
好，我们从斯提凡被杀了以后，
So after Stephen was murdered,
耶路撒冷教会所遭受的逼迫就非常的不简单。
The persecution that the church of Jerusalem faced was not simple.
但虽然那个逼迫是非常的厉害，
Even though the persecution was severe,
但是我们感谢主，
But we thank the Lord,
我们却从人所发动的那个逼迫的里面看见神的道路。
But we can see the persecution initiated by man, we see God's hand in it.
也看见神做工的手。
And we see the hand of God's work.
虽然人可以把各种各样的难处加给教会。
Even though man can add to the church all kinds of difficulties.
但是主自己有他的威惑在哪里。
But our Lord himself has his plans.
他这段人的逼迫把教会带上神所定规的见证扩充的路。
So through man's persecution, the Lord brings his church to the path of testimony.
我们从第八章里面就看到。
And from chapter 8 we can see.
基督的见证就从耶路撒冷就穿透犹大全地。一直到了撒玛利亚。
That the testimony of Christ starting from Jerusalem through Judea goes to Samaria.
而见证的路是继续要往外扩张。
And the path of testimony will continue to expand.
但是现在我们从主当时的宣告就留意到到福音的见证到了一个很关键的时刻。
But now through the proclamation of Christ that we see the gospel, the testimony of gospel now has entered into this key period.
因为耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚仍然是在这个用旧约的话来说，仍然是在迦南地这个地区。
Because starting from Jerusalem through Judea and Samaria, using the Old Testament term, is still included in the area of Canaan.
如果从民族的这个角度来说，这个仍然是在犹太人的那一个影响的范围里。
Speaking from the point of a race, is still under the effect of Judah.
那如果照着主的安排，或是他的宣告。
According to our Lord's arrangement or his proclamation,
基督的见证不是到了撒玛利亚就停止。
The testimony of Christ does not stop in Samaria.
还要继续的往外扩张，直到地极。
It will continue to expand until the end of the earth.
那弟兄姊妹，当主的见证一往外扩张，要进上地极的时候
，When the testimony of the Lord will expand until the end of the earth,
我们马上就碰到。一个很明显的事实。
Immediately we come across a very evident fact.
那就是福音要从犹太人到了外邦。
Which is the gospel was spread from the Jews to the Gentiles.
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
主也是这样说。
The Lord said this.
救恩是从犹太人那里开始。
Salvation will begin with the Jews.
神的话也给我们看见
and,
先是犹太人后是希利尼人
And the words of the Lord let us see is first the Jews and then the Gentiles
但现在问题就来了
But then there's an issue that comes up
既然主的见证要往外邦去扩展
So the testimony of the Lord will go into the Gentile nations
那个谁在外邦来承担主这一个差遣呢
？And who would take up this commission of the Lord in for the Gentiles？
我们看到十二个使徒的时候
，We look at the 12 disciples。
我们留意到主给他们的托付是在以色列人中间做见证。
We see that the commission the Lord gave them is among the Jews。
但是外邦呢
？But for the Gentile nations？
谁在外邦来传递主的见证呢
？And who would bear the testimony among the Gentiles？
一直到第八章的末了，我们还没有看见神的动作显出来。
Until the end of chapter 8, we haven't seen any action from the Lord yet.
虽然腓力所做的已经是把福音从亚洲扩展到非洲了。
Even though what Philip has done has spread the gospel from Asia to Africa.
但是我们留意到主自己工作的那一个扩张的重点。
But we see the important, the key point of the work of the Lord.
是在欧洲。
It's in Europe.
因为那个时候是罗马帝国的时期。
Because that's during the period of the Roman Empire.
在那一个时候中东跟欧洲的那一带的地方，那个政治中心是在罗马。
Because the center of politics at that time in Middle East is in Rome. Is in Rome.
而罗马又是控制着很大的一片的土地。
And Rome has a big great control over a big piece of land.
跨越欧洲、亚洲和非洲。
And it goes to Europe.Asia and Africa.
那所以我们看到主的带领把福音从亚洲传进欧洲，这一个是当时福音路线的重点。
So we see that the leading of the Lord is to spread the gospel from Asia to Europe.
但是在欧洲的这一带，或是说在外邦的这一带，神要使用谁呢？
But among the Gentile nations, who would the Lord use?
在这个时候我们没有看见。
And at this time, we still didn't see anybody.
我们只留一件事情。
But what we should take note of is that when the church was facing persecution, the disciples, they held fast in Jerusalem.
那也就是说使徒们没有从主那里接受一个差遣要往地极去。
In other words, the disciples did not receive a commission from the Lord that they need to go to the end of the world.
而不是说他们不要去。
It's not that they didn't want to go.
以后他们还是去了。
Because they went later on.
但是在那一个时候。
But at that time.
他们是留守在耶路撒冷。
They stay put in Jerusalem.
那外邦呢？
And for the Gentile nation, how did the Lord, open up the way? We thank the Lord. In chapter 9, we see some action from the Lord's hand. When we used to read chapter 9,
we often pay attention to Saul's being.选召的那个经历。
We usually focus on Saul, his calling from the Lord.
而比较少留意到，这个是神要把福音带到地极去的那个预备的工作。
And we focus less on how this is the work of preparation for the Lord to spread the gospel to the end of the world.
我们是在感谢神。
We thank God.
我们看到神在这里。做了一件工作。
We see that that's a work of the Lord here.
从一面来说。
On one hand.
是结束了教会所受的逼迫的那一个时间。
Is to end the period where the church was facing persecution.
另一方面也预备了传到地极去的器皿。
On the other hand, he was preparing a vessel to preach the gospel to the end of the world.
而这两方面的事情都和扫罗被选召很有关系。
And these two has a lot to do with the calling of Saul.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
那我们一读到第九章的时候。
When we read chapter 9.
开头你仍然看见教会是在极其沉重的那个逼迫的底下。
In the beginning, we still see the church was under great persecution.
而你留意扫罗仍然向主的门徒口吐威吓凶杀的话。
And we see that Saul was still breathing out murderous threats against the Lord's disciples.
我想弟兄姊妹们，你稍微留意到那个历史上的记录。
And brothers and sisters, we pay attention to the recording of history.
使提凡寻道的时候。
When Stephen was martyred,
扫罗只不过是一个少年人。
Saul was a young man.
他只是在那里给人看守衣服。
He was just there looking after people's clothing.
那也就是说出还轮不到他出头。
That is to say, he was not in charge yet.
但是都到了第九章的时候。
But when we come to chapter 9,
你看到保罗，扫罗那个时候。已经显明不再是一个少年人。
We see that Saul was no longer a young man in chapter 9.
他在那时候却是一个逼迫神教会的一个不是大头目也是一个小头目。
He's someone, even though he's not really in charge in persecuting the Lord's church, but he's someone who is persecuting the Lord's church.
那所以我们就晓得，从时间上来看，使提凡寻道，直到扫罗被主选上。
So time-wise, from starting from Stephen being martyred to Saul being called,
当中是经过了一段不太短的时间。
That's a period of time, not such a short time in between.
圣经没有给我们留下记录，究竟有多久
？The Bible did not tell us how long this period was.
但是我们从这一方面可以留。可以体会得到那个时间是相当的长。
But we can understand the time frame was fairly long.
甚至何时有好几年的时间也说不定。
It could be a few years.
那这是一面我们所留意到。
So something we take note of on one hand.
另一面你就看到那个逼迫的那一种情光景。
On the other hand, we should take note of how the persecution was.
扫罗这一个时候，他逼迫的对象不在耶路撒冷。
So Saul this time, the object of his persecution was not in Jerusalem.
而是这里不是说他在耶路撒冷没有逼迫信主的人。
It's not to say he didn't persecute anybody in Jerusalem.
而是说第九章说到他被召的这一个时刻里，他所逼迫的对象不再在耶路撒冷。
Which is to say, in chapter 9, when he was called, his focus of his persecution was not in Jerusalem.
那这里有两个情形我们可以留意一下的。
There are two conditions.
头一个就是在耶路撒冷的逼迫已经到了一个相当的程度，也许再没有他们很明显的逼迫的对象。
On one hand is that in Jerusalem, the persecution has reached a point that they don't have anybody else to persecute.
另一方面 也就是
On the other hand,
那他把那个逼迫的对象转移到在耶路撒冷以外。
The object of persecution has switched from Jerusalem to somewhere else.
犹大以外。
To outside of Judah.
那到了大马色。
And to that...Damascus.
从地理上来说，那是到了另外的一个国家了。
Geographically, it's to another nation.
那是叙利亚了。
It's Syria.
那他就要去大马色这个地方。
When he was about to enter Damascus.
在那一个地方去抓拿那些信主的人。
And he was there to put those who believe in the Lord in
into prison. 然后就把他们带回耶路撒冷。
And then he would bring them back to Jerusalem.
那他向大祭司要了。这样的一个权柄。
And he asked the high priest for such authority.
那从这样的记载的里头。
And in this recording.
我们晓得耶路撒冷教会或者说犹大的教会所受的逼迫已经是经过一段不短的时间。
That we can tell the church in Judah the persecution they have faced has lasted for a long time.
而现在那些逼迫神教会的人把那个逼迫的范围向外扩张了。
And now those who persecute the church they expanded the area of persecution.
弟兄姊妹们呢，你要看到主说从耶路撒冷犹大传递撒玛利亚直到地极去做他的见证。
When you see, when you take a look what the Lord said that from Jerusalem to the whole land of Judea and to Samaria to the end of the world we have to be a testimony.
现在你就看到一件事情。
And now we see one thing.
撒旦的那个围攻也是照样的耶路撒冷犹大全地撒玛利亚继续往外扩张。
We see that the attack of Satan is the same as from Jerusalem, the land of Judah, Samaria, and to the end of the world.
很清楚给我们看见，神的工作在那里显出来，撒旦的对付也就在那个地方跟踪而来。
We can see that wherever the Lord's work is manifested, the work of Satan will follow.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
我们虽然不知道第八章和第九章当中经过了多少的时日。
Even though we don't know the time between, how much time is between the chapter 8 and chapter 9.
但是我们知道耶路撒冷的逼迫是从主的允许那里开始的。
But we know the persecution in Jerusalem is from under the permission of the Lord.
那现在到第九章的时候你也看见是主亲自来接收这一个逼迫。
And in chapter 9, we see that this is the Lord who ended the persecution.
那主怎么来接受这个逼迫呢？
And how did the Lord end this persecution?
他就是把扫罗完全的打下来。
That he has defeated Saul.
他借着在大马色路上向保罗显现，把扫罗整个的降服下来。
And through his manifestation to Saul on the way to Damascus, he subdued Saul.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
那从这一个时候。
From this time on.
逼迫暂时就缓和下来了。
That the persecution has stopped for now.
我们待会我就让弟兄姊妹看见那个逼迫缓和下来的那个光景。
And later on I would talk to brothers and sisters about this stopping of the persecution.
我们先是看到是主亲自来 接触这个环境。
Now what we first see is that the Lord Himself enters the condition.
或者说是主亲自来扭转这一个环境。
Or He changed the condition.
也让教会得到建立，同时。
And at the same time, the church was built up.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那对于扫罗被召的事情。
The calling of Saul.
我想我们弟兄姊妹们都会比较熟悉的。
The brothers and sisters. Should be familiar
with. 因为他在往大马士革去的路上。
Because on his way to Damascus,
主就在那里向他显现。
The Lord was manifest himself to him.
主就用大光来照着他。
That the Lord shined his light upon him.
他就扑倒在地。
And he fell to the ground.
然后就听见主对他说。
And he heard the voice of the Lord.
扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？
Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?
那使徒行第九章只是仅仅记载这两句话。
In chapter 9 of the book of Acts, it only recorded these two sentences.
但是到了以后，保罗在以色列人和那个巡抚那里做见证的时候。
So later on, when Paul was bearing testimony among the Israelites.
他就把主当时向他说的话说得完整一点。
That he told a more complete story about what the Lord
talked to him about. 最低限度他加上了一句。
And he added one more.
你用脚踢刺是难的。
It's hard for you to kick the goal.
但是在第九章里边圣灵没有把这句话留下来。
But in chapter 9, the Holy Spirit didn't record this sentence.
只是在那里记上扫罗扫罗你为什么逼迫我？
But he only recorded this line, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?
那当然这个话把保罗问得哑口无言了。
And of course, Paul was speechless after this question.
因为当时他实在是有点莫名其妙。
Because he truly didn't understand.
我逼迫了谁？
Who did I persecute?
我什么时候逼迫了？
And when did I persecute anybody?
扫罗没有办法了解他当时所做的事情怎么和逼迫一个他所不认识的人有关系。
And Paul did not understand what he did, how is it related to persecuting someone he didn't even know.
但是这个人跟他说话又叫他觉得非常非常稀奇的。
But when this person spoke to him, that he was amazed.
因为这个话不是在地上的人对他说的。
Because this was not spoken to him by anybody on earth.
他是听到这个声音是从天上来的。
Because he heard this voice from heaven.
那这叫他更觉得迷糊了。
And he was really confused.
我在地上做的事情。
The things that I've done on earth.
我并没有逼迫谁啊。
And I did not persecute anybody.
如果你回到腓立比书去看的时候
If you go to the book of Philippians
在那一个时候扫罗的心里面所想的乃是为神大发热心
What's in Saul's heart at that time he was zealous for the Lord
那是为了保护神传给以色列人的律法
He was there to protect the law handed down by the Lord
所以他根本没有任何逼迫人的观念
That he did not have any concepts of persecuting anybody.
但是现在天上来的声音却是那么的清楚。
But now the voice from the heaven is so clear.
扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？
Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?
那真的是把扫罗弄得有点迷糊了。
So now that caused Saul to be confused.
所以他就问。
So he asked.
主啊，你是谁？
Who are you, Lord?
主的回答非常明亮。
And the reply of the Lord is very clear.
我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
I am Jesus whom you're persecuting.
弟兄姊妹，你看，主的回答是真是有意思。
My sisters, the reply of the Lord is really meaningful.
他说，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
And he said that I am the Jesus whom you're persecuting.
我们都知道，耶稣是主到地上来做人的时候的名字。
We know that the name Jesus is when the Lord came to this world, the name he took
up. 也可以说是在犹太人当中一个很普通的人的名字。
And this name is very common among the Jews.
我们的主没有回答扫罗说，我就是钉十字架，埋在坟墓里，三天以后复活的那一位称为耶稣的。
The Lord didn't answer Paul by saying, I am the Jesus whom was crucified on the cross. After 3 days, I was raised from dead.
如果主是这样回答的话,
if the Lord answered that way,
那扫罗也许一下就明白过来了。
Maybe Saul would understand immediately.
但是我们的主没有这样回答。
But our Lord didn't reply that way.
我们的主就是把他是人道成肉身的人子这个事实来做回答。
That our Lord answer in a way that to explain that he is the Son of Man, the
Word
become flesh. I am Jesus, whom you're persecuting.
你留意的。
Francis, take note.
这一位耶稣是犹太人所咒诅的。
This Jesus was cursed by the Jews.
是他们把他钉死在十字架的。
And they crucified him on the cross.
又是他们把他埋在那个坟墓里头的。
And they buried him in the tomb.
怎么现在他会跑到天上来向人说话呢?
And how come now he's speaking from heaven to men?
这个是一个很不简单的事情。
And this is very not simple.
那保罗到这一个时候。
And at this time, Saul,
主要让他领会。
That the Lord wants him to understand.
领会什么呢?
And what did he want him to understand?
好几方面。
There are a few things.
这个和以后的保罗传递神自己的心意里是非常有关系的。
And it has a great relationship to do with later on Paul, how he proclaimed the heart of the Lord.
当然首先我们的主是给他看见这一个称为耶稣的给钉死的人他复活了。
And first of all, the Lord wants him to see this Jesus, this one who is called Jesus, has resurrected.
就像他的门徒所传扬的，他复活了。
Just as his disciples proclaimed that he has resurrected.
这个复活的事实是假不了的。
And this is a truth, it's not false.
因为他现在从天上对扫罗说话了。
Because now he's speaking to Saul from heaven.
扫罗记得在前以前。
And Saul remembered from before.
斯提凡殉道的时候的那个时候 那时候
When Stephen was martyr.
他听见斯提凡在那里说
He heard Stephen saying,
我看见天开了
I see the heaven open up.
人子站在父神的右边
The son of man standing on the right side of the father.
那一个做人的耶稣他到了父神的右边去、啊、
That the man Jesus went to the father.
怎么可能呢?
How could that be?
只有一个可能。
There's only one possibility.
他真的是神的儿子。
That he's truly the son of God.
他真的是从死里复活。
He truly resurrected from death.
所以他才会到达神的那里。
So now he can go to where God is.
以前他没有办法接受这个事实。
He could not accept this before.
但现在在大马士的路上他没有办法拒绝这个事实。
But now on the way to Damascus, he could not reject this fact.
因为我们的主是天上对从天上对他说话。
Because our Lord spoke to him from heaven.
那这是他头一件事情在心思里头接触到了。
And this is what he has encountered in his heart, the first thing.
这一位耶稣果然是复活过来的。
This Jesus, he has truly resurrected.
那然后呢?
And then?
那保罗就留意到了。
Paul,
扫罗就留意到了。
Saul realized,
我逼迫基督徒。
I persecute the Christians.
那为什么这一位耶稣说就是逼迫他呢?
Why does this Jesus say that I'm persecuting him?
那弟兄姊妹们。
Versus?
我不敢说扫罗那一个时候已经能掌握教会的真理。
I cannot say for sure at that time Saul has got a good grasp of the truth of
church. 那个时候绝对不可能。
It's impossible at that time.
但是我们不能忽略。
But we cannot neglect.
教会的真理在扫罗的所接受的启示的里边和他在大马士路上的这一段历史有非常密切的关系。
That about the truth of the church and the revelation that Saul has received has a lot to do with what he has gone through on the road to Damascus.
因为最低限度，他在这个时候，他领会了一个事实。
Because at the very least, he understands one fact.
教会和耶稣是连接在一起的。
That the church and Jesus, they are united.
那当然，他在这个时候没有领会教会真理那么清楚。
And of course, at this time, he could not understand clearly about the truth of the church.
但是教会和基督神的儿子耶稣是连接在一起，这让他有了初步的认定。
But he has the beginning understanding that the church and the Son of God, Jesus, they are united.
那因此我们就留意到这一次的经历在扫罗的身上慢慢的把他带进那个启示的目的里头。
So we see that this revelation has, or this experience has brought Saul, gradually has brought him into the revelation.
让他第一认识教会与主是合一的。
So first he realized the church and the Lord, they are united.
这是一个很初步的认识。
And this is a very beginning understanding.
但是慢慢的。
And gradually,
圣灵在他里面继续的带领。
The Holy Spirit continued to guide him.
就让他很清楚的领会了基督神的儿子耶稣他父教会的责任。
That he realized Christ, the Son of God, Jesus, he's taking the responsibility of the church.
因为我来对付这些基督徒的时候。
Because when I'm dealing with these Christians,
他就出面来阻挡我。
That he would try to stop me.
并且在那里说我这样的对付信耶稣的人就是对付他。
And also he said that when I'm persecuting the Christians, I'm persecuting him.
现在他来要结束来停止这样的反对。
So now he comes out to stop this opposition.
那他的身份是什么呢？
And what is his position?
这个时候的扫罗不可能说基督是教会的头。
So, at this time, Saul would not be able to understand that Christ is the head of the church.
但是他确实在这一个时候领会到这一位耶稣他负教会的责任。
But now, at this time, he could understand that this Jesus, he's taking the responsibility of the church.
他为教会出头。
That he is taking charge for the church.
他为教会所遭遇的事情来显明他要做保护。
That he is there to show that he is the protection of the church.
那这样的一个领会
and this understanding,
在扫罗当时的心思就种下了以后他很明确的看见基督是教会的头这个事实。
And this understanding caused him later on to realize that Christ is the church.
He's the head of the church. 从这样这一次的事上面让他很明确的慢慢的领会教会是基督的身体。
And also from this, he gradually will understand the church is the body of the Christ, of Christ.
而我们是在感谢神。
We thank God.
我们看见神的手所做的事情那一个奇妙。
We see the work of the Lord's hand is so amazing.
或者说是神做工的手所带出来的一个秘密。
And we also see the mystery brought forth by the hand of the Lord.
一面是停止了当时对教会的逼迫。
On one hand is to stop the persecution against the church.
一面也在那里选召了神所要用的器皿。
On the other hand is to call the vessel used by the Lord.
我想我们不得不要问一个问题。
And we might have this question.
为什么神要选召保罗、扫罗？
Why would God call Saul?
当然我们如果从很表面来说，神要显明他的能力，把一个反对的人转变成为一个他手中的器皿。
And if we look at it from the surface, we could see that God wished to manifest his authority, that he would choose someone who persecute, who oppose him to be his vessel.
如果神得着一个这样的人，
if God gained such a person,
那么对神基督的见证来说，那一定是一个很大的帮助。
And it's a great help for the testimony of Christ.
要叫人看见，你看，
so that people would see.
一个反对神的人现在成为他的见证人。
Someone who opposed God now has become his testimony.
弟兄姊妹们。
The brothers and sisters.
这没有解决我们的问题。
This doesn't solve our question, problem.
因为当时反对主的人不止保罗，扫罗一个。
Because at that time there are many other besides Saul.
还有许多其他的人。
And there are many others.
最低限度当时的大祭司呢，他们整个集团都是在主的面前很厉害的抵挡主。
At the very least, the group that belongs to the high priest, they are all opposing the Lord.
那神为什么不选召他们？
And why wouldn't God choose them?
为什么主偏偏是要选上这样的一个扫罗？
Why would the Lord choose Saul?
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters?
当然我们没不可能有一个很准确的答案。
We cannot have a very answer for sure.
因为圣经根本就没有告诉我们。
Because the Bible
这一方面很明确的。
Because the Bible did not tell us clearly.
但是我们只是听见扫罗说，在罪人中我是个罪魁。
But then we know Paul said that he's the worst of all sinners.
我是何等的人。
He said, what a wretched man I am.
神竟然把我选召过来。
That God would call me.
完全是神的恩典的选召。
Completely God's grace.
当然毫无疑问这是恩典的选召。
It's without a question, it's the choosing of a grace.
但是问题在这里。
But that's a problem here.
为什么神这个选召不落到其他的人身上，就落在保罗的身上？
Why would this calling not be on other people, but on Saul?
我们从腓立比书里面，我们稍微能看见保罗当时在神面前的光景。
And in the book of Philippians, we can see a little bit of Paul before God at that time.
他除了不认识耶稣基督是神的儿子，是神所差来的这一个事实以外，
Not only did he not understand that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, someone who's sent by God.
那他向着神的心还是准确的。
But besides this, he has an accurate heart before the Lord.
他为着神，要为神做大事的心还是准确。
That his heart toward God, he wished to do great things for God, is correct.
你看腓立比书里边就说到了。
In the book of Philippians, we'll see.
他为律法发热心。
That he was zealous toward the laws.
他实实在在的把自己放在律法的指导的上面来生活。
That he actually lives under the guidance of the laws.
他为了为神发热心，他觉得现在有一批信耶稣的人，他们偏离了律法，这个是不可容忍的。
That he was zealous for the law of the Lord, and that there's a group of people who is going astray from the law that he could not stand it.
那虽我们从这些事情上面来看啊。
So from all these,
虽然他所做的在内容上完全是错了。
Even though what he did, from a content point of view, he was wrong.
因为他没有认识神的做工。
Because he did not understand the content of the work of the Lord.
你当然就不认识神的儿子。
But, and so he could not understand the Son of God.
但是你我们不能否认他向着神是有一个热心和那个维持神的工作的那一个心思。
But we cannot deny that he has a zeal for God and he wished to protect the work of God.
正因着这样。
And because of this,
神选中他。
That God chose him.
我们晓得，
and we know that
他之所以被选召，
the reason that he was chosen
固然是因为主亲自向他显现，
on one hand, of course, it's because that the Lord manifested himself to him.
但是他同样可以像那些大祭司那个样子，我就是硬着心肠来对着这位耶稣，他有这个权利。
But he could be like the high priest, he could harden his heart and say that I would deal with this Jesus.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
扫罗那时候虽然不认识。
Even though Saul at that time did not know God.
但是他向着神还是有一个接受神的传柄的这样的心思。
But he still have a heart to accept God's authority.
所以你就看见底下他说主啊你是谁。
So you see what follows is that he asks, who are you, Lord?
主的回答说我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
And the Lord replied, I'm Jesus whom you're persecuting.
然后你看见扫罗在那里让问。
And then Saul continued to ask,
主啊我该做什么？
What should I do?
主就告诉他，
And then the Lord answered,
我会要做的事情，我会打发人来告诉你。
Enter the city, and I will send someone to tell you what you need to do.
弟兄姊妹，从这个对话的里面，你看到扫罗是在神的面前一个肯接受神权柄的人。
From this conversation, we see that Saul, before God, he's willing to accept God's authority.
在他接受神权柄以前，他也是一个心地向着神是柔软的人。
And before he accepted authority, we could see that his heart toward God is tender.
是当神给他一光照，他就悔改。
So when God enlightened him, he repented.
他就不再坚持自己了。
And he did not insist anymore.
他也不再考虑到他在犹太教里面所有的一些好处了。
And he would not worry about all those good things he had under the Judaism.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
扫罗是一个寻求神的人。
Saul is someone who seeks after God.
从旧约的这个阶段来说，
From the Old Testament,
他是熟悉律法。
He is familiar with the laws.
并且也是谨守律法。
And he held fast to the law.
他是法利赛人当中最严谨的那一批人。
He is under the straightest of the Pharisees.
感谢神。
Thank God.
神看到这个人里面是可以柔软到一个地步，让神把他扭转的。
That God saw in him, in his heart, he's so tender that he is able to adjust him.
所以神就选中了他。
So God chose him.
那一面是把他带过来。
On one hand is to win him over.
把他带回神的救恩里。
And to bring him into the salvation of the Lord.
也透过这样的一个经历，把神的儿子和属神儿子的人的关系明显给他去领会。
And through this, and let him to understand the relationship between the Son of God and the church and the people belong to the Lord.
那等到他进了城，
And after he entered the city,
三天三夜不能吃不能喝。
The 3 days and 3 nights he did not eat or drink anything.
不是他肚子不饿，也不是他口不渴。
Not that he was not hungry or thirsty.
而是因为主这一个显现，把他带到神很厉害的一个审判的光的底下。
But because of the manifestation of the Lord that caused him to be under the light of judgment.
在这个审判的光的底下，他真实的认识的神的自己和他在神面前所闯的一个大祸。
So under this light of judgment, he truly know God and that the mistake that he has made before God.
那所以他在神面前很深的痛悔。
So he repented deeply before the Lord.
所以在三天的里头，他不喝也不吃。
So in 3 days he did not eat or drink.
那经过了这三天，
And after these 3 days,
神就打发亚拿尼亚，但是不是第五章的那个亚拿尼亚，是另外的一个亚拿尼亚。
That the Lord sent Ananias is not the one in chapter 5.
去见他。
Send Ananias to see him.
去领他归到。主哪里？
To lead him to the Lord.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
那这是扫罗在大马色的经历。
And this is the experience of Saul in Damascus.
我们要留意的不是留意他怎么回转。
What we need to focus on is not how he turned around.
我们要留意的是留意在神这一次让他遇见的时候，神所给他的启示。
What we need to focus on is the revelation that the Lord gave him.
那这样，扫罗 就给带到主里面。
So Saul now was led into the Lord.
从那个时候开始。
And from that time on,
他就转过来成为一个神的见证人。
And he turned around to become a testimony of the Lord.
基督的见证人。
And he's become a witness of the Christ.
许多门徒都不敢接待他。
Even though at that time many disciples dare not to go close to him.
但是他不管人家接待他或者不接待他。
But he did not care whether people accept him or not.
他就是见证基督是复活的主。
That he witnessed for the Lord that he is the Christ as resurrected.
那弟兄姊妹们你注意。
But sisters take note.
保罗这一个时候的信息并没有很多。
That the message of Paul at this time is not many.
只是一点。
It's only one point.
基督是复活的。
That Christ has resurrected.
这个耶稣是复活的。
That this Jesus has resurrected.
他就是要见证这一个事实。
That he was there to bear testimony.
因为这个是他自己。亲自所遇见的主
Because this is the Lord that he has experienced.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
在扫罗被召的这一段的事情上面。
This calling of Saul.
我们很清楚地看得见他是经历了复活的主。
We clearly see that he experienced the resurrected Lord.
那这一个经历了复活的主。
And this experience of the resurrected Lord.
让扫罗整个人。就给扭转过来。
That Paul was, Saul was completely turned around.
这个不是思想的改变。
And this is not only the change of mind.
思想的改变不能那么快。
The change of mind cannot be that fast.
老实说思想根本是变不来的。
It's actually the mind cannot be changed.
但是人遇见了主。
But when men come across the Lord.
他整个的人就立刻的改变。
The person will completely change.
对扫罗来说。
For Saul.
这个不单是他整个人的改变
，Not only is a complete change of himself，
这一个经历也是兼顾了他余下的日子，他在神面前所做的见证。
This experience also strengthened him for the rest of his life to be a testimony of the Lord。
是前几次我们用过诗篇76篇上的话。来归纳一下当时耶路撒冷教会所接受的难处。
A while ago, we used the words in Psalm 76 to summarize the experience of the church.
其实诗篇76篇的那里的话。
And actually, the words in Psalm 76
是可以贯穿整本使徒行传。
Can actually go connect the whole book of Acts.
从76篇的第六节开始到第十节。
It's from Psalm 76 from 6 to 10.
都给我们看见主的见证在地上所遭遇的光景。
We see the witnesses of the Lord on this earth what they have encountered.
我们特别留意的是第十节。
We'll pay special attention to verse 10.
人的愤怒在那里起来对付神的教会的时候
When the wrath of man is there to oppose God's church
主的话就在那里显明了
the words of the Lord
is there to say 人的愤怒要成全你的荣美
Surely your wrath against man brings you praise
人的愚怒你要禁止
And the survivors of your wrath are restrained
在第九章扫罗的事上不是也是一样那么的明显吗
Isn't it the same of what Paul has encountered in chapter 9
人的愤怒在那里发表
When the wrath of man is there to manifest,
但是却让神得着一个合用的器皿。
But God has gained a useful vessel for himself.
同时也停止了那时候教会所接受的逼迫。
And at the same time, he stopped the persecution for the church.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
虽然扫罗一转过来的时候
，Even though after Saul was turned around.
他也遭遇许多的困扰。
That he had faced many difficulties.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
从那一次以后。
From that time on.
所有的难处都没有改变扫罗跟随主的心意。
None of the difficulties has turned Paul's heart around from following the Lord.
我们实在是看见 人的愤怒成全了神的荣美。
Indeed, we see the wrath of man has fulfilled the glory of God.
人的愚怒，神也伸出手来禁止了。
And the remaining of the wrath that God has stopped.
那好了，现在扫罗被召了。
And now Saul was called.
当时教会所遭遇的逼迫，暂时有了一段时间的停止。
And the persecution the church faced at that time has a temporary stop.
我们怎么看得出呢？
And how could we see that?
接下去，保罗好像就没有再给提到。
And it's as if Paul was no longer mentioned.
圣灵的记录又转回彼得的身上。
And that the recording of the Holy Spirit has turned back to Peter.
那丢泽你留意。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
当扫罗上了耶路撒冷，耶路撒冷的人的弟兄姊妹们也不太敢接待他。
When Paul came and Saul came to Jerusalem, the disciples, the believers in Jerusalem was afraid of him.
但是巴拿巴就引领他去见使徒。
But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles.
他就和神的儿女们有了交通。
And then he had fellowship with the people who belong to the Lord.
但是许多犹太人他们就觉得扫罗这个人太坏事了。
But many Jews, they think that Saul is there to so it's very destructive.
所以他就想办法要杀了他。
So they were trying to kill him.
弟兄们就把他送到安全的地方。
But the brothers took him to somewhere safe.
那当扫罗给送回大扫的时候，
When Saul was sent to Tarsus,
那里经过好多年的时间，
And after many years,
我们从加拉太书上面就晓得那几年扫罗是怎么的经过。
And from the book of Galatians, we can see how Saul spent those years.
那是神借着环境把扫罗送到一个不受搞扰的地方去接受神的造就。
It's God through the environment sent Saul to a place where without disturbance to be built up by him.
神把许多的属灵上的启示在那一个段日子里面让保罗领会过来。
That God through those days give much revelation, spiritual revelation to Saul.
特别是把他所熟悉的旧约里边所提到的事情是如何应验在神的儿子耶稣的身上。
Especially regarding all those things that he's familiar with in the Old Testament, how all those things were fulfilled on the Son of God, Jesus.
好了，这个时候，圣灵的记录又转回彼得的身上。
And so at this time, the recording of the Holy Spirit has switched to Peter.
那弟兄姊妹留意31节了。
Let's take note of verse 31.
那里怎么说呢？
What does it say there?
他说那时犹太、加利利、撒玛利亚各处的教会都得平安，被建立，凡是敬畏主、蒙圣灵的安慰，人数就增多了。
Then the church throughout Judea, Galilee, and Samaria enjoyed a time of peace. It was strengthened and encouraged by the Holy Spirit. It grew in numbers, living in the fear of the Lord.
那弟兄姊妹你就看到了。
Ben sisters, we see here.
神借着把扫罗这一个人扭转过来以后。
From turning this person, Saul around.
那是因着使提凡所引起的那个逼迫就停下来了。
So the persecution starting from Stephen has ended.
结果在那一大片的地方的教会都得着了建立。
So the church throughout all these areas, they're enjoying a time of peace.
都平安的在那里经过。
And they're strengthened, they enjoy the time of peace.
没有再受任何的践踏。
They no longer face any persecution.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
然后就说到在这一段时候
And then it mentioned at this time
彼得就离开耶路撒冷到各处去
That Peter left Jerusalem and traveled around
到了吕大
And he arrived at Lydda
医治了一些人。
And he healed some people.
然后又到了约珀。
And then he went to Joppa.
在那里叫死掉了的那一个多加复活过来。
And he caused Dorcas, who was dead, to be alive again.
然后也就在那一个地方传扬我们的主。
And then he was there to proclaim our Lord.
也就停留在那一个地区里头好多的日子。
And then he stayed there for a while.
那弟兄姊妹，当你翻到后边的地图来看的时候
，If you look at the map, brothers and sisters,
你会看到这里所提到的那几个城
，You see that these cities that are mentioned here
都是在巴勒斯坦的中部，靠近地中海的。这一个地区
These places are in the middle of Palestine, is close to the Mediterranean.
也就是在耶路撒冷的西方
It's to the west of Jerusalem.
那现在你就看到了，逼迫来到的时候，使徒们站立在耶路撒冷。
When persecution came, the apostles they stayed at Jerusalem.
现在逼迫停止了，使徒们也就。出来传扬主的真道。
So now that the persecution has stopped, the apostles they spread out and to spread the gospel.
那神也用着他们在这一个地方来显明神的作为。
And God used them to manifest His works.
如果我们只是看那个历史的记载，你只是看见彼得叫病人好了。彼得叫一个死人复活了，你就只是就会只是给我们留意到这些。
If we only look at it as a history, we can only see that Peter healed somebody or he caused someone dead to be alive again.
但是圣灵记录这一些，固然是给我们看见当时神怎么使用使徒们在那里见证他。
But when the Holy Spirit did the recording, on one hand, of course, we see that how the Lord used it as apostles.
但是这个不是圣灵做记录的主题。
But this is not the focus.
那圣灵记录这个事情，那个目的在什么地方呢？
So when the Holy Spirit recorded all these things, what's the focus?
我们先从整个第九章来注意。
Let's look at the entire chapter 9.
因为第九章上半是说到扫罗被召。
Because the first half of chapter 9 is about the calling of Saul.
下半是说到彼得在各处的见证的果效。
And then the second half is about the fruits of Peter, his testimony.
弟兄姊妹，你看这两个事情并在一起，是不是有特别的意思呢？
If you look at these things side by side, these two things side by side, is there a special meaning?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
你看进去的时候。
If you look into it,
你实在是看见神有意思在这里要向我们说的。
We'll see that there's a meaning from the Lord for us.
我一点出来，弟兄姊妹们，你立刻就完全明白。
When I point it out, you understand immediately.
如果从扫罗这个部分来说
，If you look at the portion of Saul,
那是什么
？What is that about?
那是启示教会。的元首
That is a revelation of the head of the church.
就是复活的神的儿子耶稣
Which is the resurrected the Son of God, Jesus.
这个是对扫罗这一方面来显明的
This is the revelation of Saul.
你很清楚的看到
And you see clearly.
主跟扫罗的那些对话的里边，你很非常清楚的是。看到神让扫罗明白这一位复活的基督。
That throughout the conversation between the Lord and Saul, that the Lord caused Saul to understand this resurrected Jesus.
因着这一位复活的基督，就带出了他和教会的关系。
Through this resurrected Christ, it brought forth the relationship between him and the church.
所以说，那是。对扫罗启示教会的元首。
This is the revelation to Saul about the head of the church.
然后从上文你就看见那是对彼得的这一方面。
And later on it's for Peter.
那对彼得这一方面又是什么呢？
And what is it about Peter?
你看到彼得在那里 就行了，主所给的权柄。
That Peter here, he has executed the authority from Christ.
啊，叫病人得医治。
That he has healed the sick.
啊，叫死人复活。
That he resurrected the dead.
那这是在这里特别所记载的两件事。
This is specially mentioned here.
一个是治病。
One is a healing.
一个是死人复活。
One is the dead become alive.
弟兄姊妹，你都留意得到。
And verses you see.
这两样都是和罪所带进来的结果有直接的关联的。
And these two has to do with the results of sin.
罪的进来叫人落在一种病态的里头。
After sin has entered, that it caused people to enter into sickness.
当然这里所说的那一个人躺了八年的那个那个病人。
Well, now here it mentioned the paralytic who had been bedridden for 8 years.
他的患瘫，如果我们和约翰福音第五章的那一个人来比较。
If we compare him to the person in John chapter 5.
或者说你和福音书里边接受主医治的人来做比较。
Or you compare him with those who are healed in the Gospels.
你都能看到一件事情。
And we can see one thing.
我们的主不是随便人都能够给到他治医病的。
That our Lord did not heal anybody.
给主医治的人都是有特殊的原因的。
And those who are healed by the Lord, there's special reason behind it.
说弟兄姊妹，你才看见在马可福音里，别人来找主治病，主就走开啊。
You see that in the Gospel of Mark, when someone came to seek the Lord to heal somebody, he left.
主在那里明说，我不是为治病到地上来的。
And he said clearly, I did not come to earth to heal.
但是事实上，主的确在地上治了好些个病。
But as a matter of fact, the Lord has healed many people.
但是你看到主所治病的，接受主得医治，接受主医治得治好的人。
But those who receive healing from the Lord.
很多的时候，你听见主那个主对那些接受得医治的人怎么说话呢
？Oftentimes you will see what the Lord said to those who are healed.
平平安安的回去吧。
Go in peace.
不要再犯罪。
Do not sin anymore.
弟兄姊妹，你就看到。
And verses as you see.
当时那些得医治的人，他们的病绝大部分是和犯罪有关联的。
You can see that those who are healed, their sickness has a lot to do with committing sins.
所以主在这些人的身上显明的作为啊，都是让他们认识主赦罪的权柄和主医治的能力。
So what the Lord has done on them is to, for them to see his authority of forgiving sin and the healing of power.
那死人复活呢？
And for those resurrected from death,
这根本就是在那里显明是生命的主。
It's to manifest the Lord of life.
那这些事情
and all these things,
现在彼得也执行出来。
That Paul, Peter also performed.
那是彼得这个人很厉害吗？
So is it because Peter is great?
是彼得这个人很有权柄吗？
Is it Peter has a lot of authority?
我们从他在撒玛利亚城所做的事上面，我们就知道。
And we can tell from the works that he performed in Samaria.
我们在他在美门里头医治那个瘸腿的人，你也可以知道。
And we can see from him healing the cripple at the Gate of Beautiful.
彼得一再在那里来说明。
And Peter once and time and time again
said, 不是我们的虔诚叫这个人得医治。
It's not because of our piety that these people are healed.
乃是基督的名叫这个人得医治。
But it's through the name of Christ that this person is healed.
在撒玛利亚就说。
In Samaria, he said.
你以为属灵的权柄是可以用钱买的吗？
Do you think you can use money to buy spiritual authority?
这完全是错的。
It's completely wrong.
而这属灵的权柄的显出，那个权柄是在主的手里。
The spiritual authority is in the hand of the Lord.
并不是人在那里可以主动发出什么的奇妙的作为。
It's not that a person can perform any miraculous signs.
那如果我们看到这一个
，If we see this，
那我们就看到了。
Then we can see.
对彼得这一方面来说
，For Peter。
那是神要借着彼得 所行所做的来显明教会的头。
That God through Peter's works that he wished to manifest the head of the church.
或者说显明做教会的头的基督。
Or to say to manifest Christ who is the head of the church.
弟兄姊妹，你就看得很清楚。
And verses we can see
clearly. 在保罗的那一段的经历是启示，基督是教会的头。
For Paul's experience is to reveal that Christ is the head of the church.
在彼得的这一段的经历里面，乃是显明做教会的头的基督。
Is to for Peter his experience is to manifest Christ the head of the church.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
弟兄姊妹必须要记住一件事情。
We need to remember this, brothers and sisters.
使徒行传一直记录到第九章。
The recording of the book of Acts up to chapter 9.
对教会来说，教会还是在非常幼稚的那种属灵的光景里。
For the church is still at a very immature condition.
无论是对主自己的启示。
For the revelation of the Lord.
或者是说对真理的认识。
And also for the knowledge of truth.
我们只能说他们仍然是非常非常的肤浅的。
We can only say they're still very superficial.
因为那个时候还没有新约圣经。
Because at that time they still didn't have the New Testament.
他们所有属灵的认识，一方面是从旧约的圣经里边得到一点点的光，很微弱的光。
All the spiritual knowledge on one hand is from the very dim light from the Old Testament.
一部分是从他们跟随主那三年半的里边所听到主自己的教导。
On the other hand is what they heard from the Lord in the 3.5 years they followed.
所以对神的那一个旨意和神要建立教会，神如何带领教会的这些事情，对他们来说，他们还是非常陌生的。
So for the will of the Lord, how he wished to establish the church, and how his guidance is about the church, they still don't understand fully.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
神就借着各种各样的安排。
But through different arrangements.
各种各样的环境。
And different environments.
让他们去经历属灵的事。
The Lord let them experience spiritual matters.
然后从所经历的属灵的事上面去领会神的启示。
And through what they have experienced to understand the Lord's revelation.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
神带领教会是这样一步一步的走上他的目的。
That God leads the church step by step unto his will.
从起初对神的所要做的一无所知。
From the very beginning, they did not have any idea of what God wants to accomplish.
慢慢慢慢的给带领到一个地步。
And gradually, they were led to a point.
成为一个很完整的真理摆在神儿女们的中间。
That a complete truth was placed before children of God.
那就是新约圣经。
Which is the New Testament.
新约圣经就是神的圣灵带领使徒们一点一滴的去经历复活的基督。
The New Testament is that the Holy Spirit leading the children of God to enter into the will of the Lord gradually.
在这些经历的里面，就给圣灵打开他们属灵的悟性。
And within these experiences, that the Holy Spirit would open up their understanding.
让他们明白神和他所要做的。
So that they will understand God and what he wished to do.
我们是在感谢我们的主。
Indeed, we thank our Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们看到第九章的时候。
So when we read chapter 9.
在上头你看见逼迫是越来越厉害。
In the beginning, we see the persecution was going severe.
但是在下半的里边，你就看见尽管 逼迫很厉害的在那里领导神的儿女。
And later on, we see that even though the persecution was severe toward the children of God,
但是基督的见证在犹大地或者在犹太人的这个地区的里边还是非常明显的扩张。
But we see that the testimony of the Lord starting from the land of Judah or the region of the Jews that they spread out.
很明显的给我们看见外面的反对不能阻挡见证的扩展。
And we clearly let us see that the opposition from outside could not stop the testimony.
我们特别感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
越是在受逼迫的环境里
Under persecution.
神就用着使徒们来见证或者说神就用着使徒们所显明的能力来见证这一个见证的真实。
The God, through the power manifested by the apostles, is to manifest his truthfulness, his faithfulness.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那所以到了第九章。
So when we enter into, when we are reading chapter 9,
我们看到主把教会带进一个比较平静安稳的光景。
That the Lord has brought the church into a rather peaceful time.
不单是在犹太人的范围的里头有了一个平静安稳的时刻。
Not only is this time of peace among the Jews.
也预备了彼得来把福音的见证带进外邦人的当中。
But he has also prepared Peter to bring forth this gospel to the Gentiles.
弟兄姊妹，有一件事情我们不能不先提一下。
But sister, we need to mention one thing first.
我们在底下我们就看到。
Later on, we'll see.
当时受逼迫而离开耶路撒冷的人分散到何处
？Those who were facing persecution and spread out.
他们绝大部分都在那里传福音。
Most of them were spreading the gospel.
但是他们所传福音的那个范围仍然是脱不开犹太人这个范围。
But the area where they spread the gospel is still limited to where the Jews are.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
按照神的次序。
According to the order of God.
神是先在犹太人中间做工。
First, he worked among the Jews.
但是神并没有忘记外邦人。
But the Lord did not forget the Gentiles.
那所以现在有一个平静的时刻的时候。
So now they are enjoying a time of peace.
神就预备要打开外邦人的门。
That God is preparing to open up the door to the Gentiles.
这个是一件大事。
This is a great matter.
而我们不知道，从耶路撒冷五旬节开始到第十章。我们下次要看的哥尼流家里边的事发生。
We don't know from the time with Pentecost in Jerusalem until the time in chapter 10 in the house of Cornelius.
当中是经过多少的时间
？That how much time have passed？
我这一点把握都没有。
And I have no idea.
但是有一件事可以肯定。
But one thing that I'm sure.
绝对不是三两年的时间。
It's more than 2 or 3 years.
但虽然在这一段时间里边，神对外邦人好像还没有什么特别的动作。
Even though within this time, it's as if God has not worked among the Gentiles.
虽然腓力曾经把一个太监带到主的面前。
Even though Philip has brought a eunuch before the Lord.
就这样。福音就到了非洲。
And now the gospel has spread to Africa.
但是那个果效是非常有限的。
But the results was really limited.
所以圣经也没有再提起，在非这个埃提亚伯的这太监回到那边以后有什么动静。
So the Bible has not recorded anything how this Ethiopian eunuch what he has done in the land of Africa.
但是总是有一个属主的人在那个地方。
But No matter what, there's a person who belongs to the Lord, he's there.
现在到了这一个时候。
And now when we come to this time,
犹太人的那个次序 做的差不多了。
That the work among the Jews has fulfilled to a point.
神的手要转向外邦。
That the hand of the Lord is going turning to the Gentiles.
那所以神就让一个非常平静安稳的环境在那个时候出来。
So that the Lord let this time of peace appear.
就引起第十章哥尼流家里的事情。
And then it brings forth what happened in the house of Cornelius.
让彼得在那里把外邦人的门也打开了。
And then Peter was there to open up this door to the Gentiles.
这样我们就看到。
And then we see.
以后主的见证外邦往外邦去推广。
That the testimony of the Lord is going toward the Gentiles.
就有了基础了。
And that's a foundation here.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们是在看见神在一切环境以上有完全的管理。
That we see that the Lord is above all circumstances. He has control over everything.
不管是逼迫的环境或者是平静的环境。
No matter whether it's persecution or time of peace.
神都能在当中彰显他自己的作为。
That God can manifest his works.
在逼迫的当中把人推到主的面前。
Within persecution, he will push people before him.
在平静安日的时候神把人分散到更广的地面。
In the time of peace, that he would spread people over to different regions.
一面是叫基督的丰富更多的给人领会。
On one hand is to cause men to understand more about the abundance of Christ.
另一面是让基督的见证有更快更宽广的扩展。
On the other hand, the testimony of Christ could be spread more quickly and widely.
这些全都在主的管理的底下。
And these are all under the governing of Christ.
所以圣灵说啊。
So the Holy Spirit said.
万事互相效力。
Everything works together
叫爱神的人得益处
for the good of those who love God.
无论是艰难困苦
it doesn't matter whether it's difficulties or persecution
或者是平静安稳
or a time of peace and rest
人要在那里仰望神
that man will look upon God
神的作为就在人的中间毫无保留的显明
And God's work can manifest without reservation among men.
这是使徒行传里边给我们所看得很清楚的。
This is what we can see in the book of Acts.
神在使徒的日子怎样做工
？And how the Lord, how God worked in the time of the book of Acts.
神在现在的日子里边还是一样的做工。
That God continues to work the same nowadays.
使徒行传把神做工的那个样式给我们领略过来。
That the book of Acts lets us see the pattern of God's work.
因此我们也就在我们一生的年日的里头不给环境来压制。
So within the days of our lives that we would not be pressured by the environment.
因为在任何的环境主都在其上做管理。
Because
叫教会得建立。
No matter what the circumstances, the Lord would govern overall, and He would have control over all.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.